That's my favorite guys in the entire universe. You told him to stay off Bourbon Street. When
no,
we were
I
down
did not. I
Orleans.
Told him to come out with us.
He says he doesn't have a lot of time, so let's get to this.
Uh-oh. What is he, in a serious mood today?
Alex Boone is joining us. How are you?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Booney?
How are you?
Where are you in a rush to get to? You don't have time for us?
No, you know what? I wish I had a lot of time, but my wife actually just delivered my baby girl.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you like in the delivery room right now?
I'm actually standing in the hospital right now. People are looking at me like, oh, my God, what is this guy doing? There's a baby girl.
Why are you talking to us? Where's my cigar?
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
man.
Daddy.
Did that literally just happen?
No, it happened this morning. I had to run home and get kind of changed up and stuff, so I'm on my way back in now.
You are, okay. You are the best
well,
for
we'll
even
be
coming
fast.
On the radio.
We'll be fast.
When was the baby born?
At 9 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
What's her name?
I think it's going to be Carmen Alexandria.
That's a great name.
That's a beautiful name.
That's awesome. Congratulations, seriously.
Is this your first child?
No, my second. And I'll tell you what, my first was a boy, and you know how you have that father-son love
for
each
other.
Oh, it's great. It's awesome. You kind of rough out to them.
Yeah.
I swear, within 2 minutes, this girl had me wrapped around her finger, and I held her for 3 hours straight. The nurse was like, hey, I got to take her. I was like, listen, you take this baby. I'm going to take some from you.
Daddy's
all right?
girl.
I'm not playing games.
Daddy's girl.
Oh, absolutely.
So you got
that
teenage
awesome.
Daughters. Tell
I've
them
got
what
three
it's
daughters
like. Yeah.
and two boys. Boys are easy. Girl, you're going to have a little bit of trouble with the girls, trust me.
I have a feeling, man. She's a little stubborn. I'm like, oh, man, I kind of like this one. She's this is my kind of girl.
She's stubborn. She's like an hour old.
Oh, she's stubborn, believe me.
Hey, it's not going to be any problem, though. All you're going to have to do is open up the door, wear one of those cut-off shirts that you always wear, and I think you're going to pretty much scare most of the boys in the neighborhood, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go out in my underwear.
So were you actually in the delivery room when your wife gave birth? Were you right there?
I was there. She actually had to give a C-section, but I was right there, and it was, you know, it was interesting to say the least. My wife, she's tough. She's probably one of the toughest chicks I know. And going through that, you got to be tough. And you know, she was all smiles through the whole thing, and she just wanted to make sure it was a healthy baby. And I tell you what, we were blessed.
All right,
give us a couple of quick minutes. That's obviously the most important thing. But one of the reasons, obviously, we wanted to get you on. Was the Niners trade for Jonathan Martin. There was so much of the locker room stuff in Miami. You guys as an offensive line, and I know you and I know Joe and all you guys, you're a tight-knit group. So tell me how you think that's going to work. How are you going to incorporate him in?
Well, you know, like you said, we're a tight-knit group. And being on the offensive line, you have to be a tight-knit group. Anybody that comes on our team is always welcome. We have no enemies when you're on that team. You know, we're like brothers out there. We all get along. We all get along and go along, and we have a good time doing it. And I think he's going to be accepted, you know. He's a football player. He's a good football player at that. And you know, if you can contribute to this team and if you can perform at a high level and if you can hold the standards that we expect you to hold, then you're going to do just fine.
Was there any reaching out to you guys before they made the deal? Did anybody call you and say, either Mike Solari or Trent or the head coach or somebody or Roman and say, we may do this? What's your feeling on this? Or did they just do it?
No, that's above our pay grade. You know, we kind of find out as you guys find out. And, you know, to add someone to the old line room, it's always exciting. You know, guys come in and out of that room, and it's sad to see guys go, but you're always happy to see somebody come in. And, you know, we're excited to have Jonathan in the room. We welcome him, and we hope that he can do good things and big things for us.
Alex Boone is joining us. His wife just had a baby, so he's cool, giving us just a couple quick minutes as he's literally standing in the hospital here in the wheelhouse on 95.7 The Game. Some other moves, and I don't know how much you stay up on it. I mean, we've talked to guys like Marcel Reese who are texting guys to come to the team, and then we've talked to other guys who say, hey, I'm not part of it. Antoine Bethea, the Colts, you guys took on the Colts last year. You get Blaine Gabbert in a trade. We talked about Martin. What do you think of the moves your team's made so far, and are you a guy that's texting other guys to come to the Niners?
You know what? I am not. I like my teammates. I love them, but I have, you know, other things to do. And obviously I just had a baby, but you know, it's one of those things where you just let the upper management take care of it. They have the smart heads and they know what's going on. They have more wisdom than we do. So I just let them do what they do. And I'm excited about who they get, you know, I trained with him last year out in PEP and he's a hell of a guy. He's a great guy. He's funny. He's a leader. You know, talking to him, he understands football. You know, he's one of those guys that guys like to gravitate towards, you know, and he's a man's man. And he's out there having fun, being a guy. And, you know, that's what you want. And guys like that are the guys that Trent's always looking for, the smart guys, the heavy hitters, the guys that other guys want to be around, that really want to bring the best out of each other. And you know, that's why I think on the 49ers, we just let Trent do his thing. Trent, you do your thing, and we're always excited about the guys you bring in because he's very smart about what he does.
Yeah, let Trent do his thing, and you go wash Carmen Alexandria. Give her a first bath. There's nothing like the daddy-daughter bath.
No, absolutely, I will.
Good congrats, stuff, man. Congrats. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks
That's
a lot,
awesome.
Alex. Take care. Have a good
offseason.
Thanks
so much, guys.
Thanks,
bro. You got it. There you go.
What a good guy.
That is a good thing.